Hello?
Hi, is this Heather Jensen?
Speaking.
Hi, Heather. This is Philip Avery with Archtop Fiber. You submitted a request for asking a couple questions if you would like that. I'd be happy to help answer for you.
Okay.
So, based off of your questions, you asked, is for our Wi-Fi, is it two band? You have many items that use lower bandwidth, so like the 2.4 gigahertz. So I wanted to answer that for you. So our modems and routers that we have do produce a two band. They actually produce three bands. We produce the 2.4 gigahertz, a 5 gigahertz, and a 6 gigahertz band for our Wi-Fi connectivity, which means you'll have full connectivity for whatever needs, including your lower bandwidth items.
Okay.
And the other ask question you asked us is, can you still use your TP-Link router? Yes, you can. That is absolutely something you can do if you would like to still use that. That is absolutely 100% reliable that you can use that if you'd like.
Okay, cool. 'Cause I actually told Spectrum to take their router and shove it nicely, and got my own
No, I understand.
because
So, I have the same thing. Their routers are not the best. We have a TP-Link as well here, and I have Spectrum. Sadly, Archtop Fiber isn't offered where I'm at. So I can't
Well,
get
isn't
the
that ironic?
Yeah, I work for the company, but I can't use their internet. No worries about that. But yes, to answer your questions, we do have multiple bandwidths with our routers that we do provide. It is actually our routers as well are designed more for our high-speed internet service versus the TP-Link. While the TP-Links do utilize what's known as a 1,000 megabit connection, certain speed, that's the general limitations of most routers these days. We are currently working with another router as well. We use a company called Adtran for our routers for most everything right now, but we are into the development process of getting additional types of routers and that actually can handle our higher bandwidths as soon as they come available.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, is there any other questions you like that I can answer for you?
The only other thing is, I'm at a location that I'm curious to see if you're actually going to come down because my little strip, which ironically is right up the street or down the street from Broadway, but for whatever reason from, well, actually I know why, from Mary's Avenue down to Wilbur Avenue, we end up having issues getting a lot of things because we live on a shale bank.
Oh, that's never
So
good.
I'm curious to know if you guys are even,
Let me look to see if we are actually going to be coming down that way real quick. Give me a sec.
Upper West O'Reilly Street, I have no doubt you probably are because it's right off Broadway and right by the high school. But we're down by the hospital,
No
down
worries.
past the
I'm
golf
looking up
course.
that. I'm looking up that address right now. It's taking a time to search. Sorry about that.
Okay.
West O'Reilly, you are 347. There it is. Let me highlight that so I can see this information. Looks like, yes, we are actually going to be having that address in service at the end of October.
Okay.
So yeah,
So you guys aren't underground then.
We are underground. We are actually, that's the reason why it's not until October is we're currently in the process of laying out our fiber cables, so doing what's called micro trenching, where we bury the wire through a very small slit in the road, and we're still coming down that way. So we're not quite to that area for service yet, but we do have an in-service date, which means our construction department has already gotten the permits, they've gone through and they've done the planning already, and they're just getting ready to start doing all of the laying for that fiber cable.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Heather?
Nope, that was My main two concerns, well, that and making sure that you guys were truly going to come down this way.
And yes, we are going to be coming down that way. So another thing you did mention is that Spectrum has been raising your prices consistently and sometimes without notice. I do want to let you know that here at our shop Fiber, we offer a consistent price point. We guarantee the price for at least 2 years. And a lot of people ask, well, is that price going to change after 2 years? At this time, we don't know. Our service right now is only about 4 months old. So we don't know what the market value and market shares are going to look like just yet. So we don't know if that price is going to change or if we're going to keep it consistent. We do know that that price shouldn't change anytime within the next 18 months at the very least. And the price you pay that we quote you is the price you're actually going to pay. So if you get our 1 gig fiber internet service with no routers, no phone, no additional routers, no phones or anything, and you do pay with auto pay, your taxes and fees are included in the price as well as the Archtop Fiber equipment we provide to you. So you would only be paying with an automatic payment through your bank, which is known as an ACH or an electronic check, and paperless billing. You would only be paying $69.99 every single month, and that is the flat rate. That is all you will pay.
Right, well, I need to add phone on too.
Okay,
So,
so yeah, and phone is
voice.
an additional phone. Our voice plan is an additional $24.99. So with those automatic payments, the total price is, I think, if my math is correct, $94.98 is the total price if you do
Yeah.
automatic payments, which, to be honest, is still relatively cheap in comparison to a lot of other companies out there.
Well, ironically, when I started doing the thing online, it said, your bill's going to be $104.98, and I started laughing because I was like, and that's what my bill used to be with Spectrum until they just raised it $6 without telling me. But I'm only getting 300 MPS.
I understand that, yeah,
I'm not. I
and
don't.
we guarantee a
So
1,000
I will be getting
megabit
a
kind of
higher. Yeah.
speed for the same price. That
I
is
would be
correct.
getting higher with you guys. Yep. So, okay.
All right,
That
is
was
there
it.
anything else I can help you with today, Heather?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Thank you for inquiring with us here at Archtop Fire. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And if you'd like to sign up, you can do so online or you can give us a call back whenever you're ready and we can help sign you up as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.